Hare Krishna. Here we are on the 2nd of May. It's a rest day still in Pech. Tomorrow early morning we'll be going back up to Budapest for the Kazakhstan embassy protest. If you hear any noise in the background, it's lunch being prepared. There's just a question here from Srimati in Australia. She was inquiring about how it's possible that ghosts can stay in places where the chanting of the holy name goes on. She says that in some ashrams they have devotees regularly being attacked, and even some sannyasis won't stay in certain temple guest rooms because of the problem. Of course, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is capable of, what to speak of, protecting one from ghosts, but also liberating ghosts. The real question is what the quality of the chanting is that takes place. Ghosts are like subtle germs. They're attracted to dirty things. So if there are kshaya or impurities within the heart, then they're attracted there. And when chanting is performed with impurities in the heart, then it's either offensive or it's on the clearing stage. Or perhaps it may be offenseless, but not necessarily pure. So when devotees chant the offensive holy name of the Lord, that has little effect on subtle beings. When it's chanted without offense and strong faith, then it will actually protect devotees from the influence of such beings. And when it's chanted with love, when it's chanted fully purely, then the potency of the holy name is such that even ghosts can be liberated. There was a similar example of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who, when he was preaching, went to a particular village where there was a ghost reputed to be living under a tree, and it was supposed to be so powerful that even the local Brahmins who would chant Srimad Bhagavatam under the tree or chant Hare Krishna would not be able to get rid of it. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's answer was, well, that's because they're not chanting purely. And he went there and chanted, and the ghost disappeared. Likewise, Srila Prabhupada also said that he himself was ghost-proof. Because if there are no material things that clutter the heart, then there's nothing for ghosts to grab a hold of. In fact, if they try to come in the presence of such personalities, then they themselves become liberated from their very uncomfortable position and are able to also achieve a higher perfection. Anyway, so much on ghosts. And I'm just starting to work on some of the copy-edited versions that I'm receiving from Kaishori Devadasi of Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, which means I have to make some little more adjustments to the book, something which is sort of inevitable, although I hadn't particularly budgeted for time-wise. But it's going on. And a thought on that for devotees is that Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani's printing is dependent on the sales of Krishna Sangati. And of all the three Krishna Vrindavan books, sales of Krishna Sangati went in the sloppiest way. Many books just went out in the UK, mostly. Some we don't really know exactly where to. Large quantities of books aren't really accounted for, and also many not paid. We've sent some books to the United States, 600, which is the first of such a large quantity, And hopefully there, Adhikarta Prabhu and other devotees are kindly trying to also distribute them. In fact, Jayadev's going there, if he's not there already, and along with his flow yoga program, he's also trying to sell Krishna Sangati. But the proceeds from Krishna Sangati, aside from helping development of New Brajadam, they're meant to print the next book. So in order for us to actually do that printing, if any of you have got books sitting over there that haven't been sold and you've taken responsibility for, please try to get them out. Very, very important. Very interesting. Today I was speaking with a congregation member. She phoned me up. She also lives here in town and heard that I was here. And anyway, she had contact with people in prison. And she once sent them a copy of Radha Krishna Bol. Myself and devotees in New Brajadam singing Radha Krishna Bol, Bol, Bol Re Sobai. And, you know, it's a very lively song, very lively tune. And she said that the prisoners really like that song. In fact, they're making copies of it and passing it around the prison. And the reason being is that Bolo is a, it's sort of like a name, Hungarian name or word that people use when they're drinking wine. In other words, bring on the wine means bole, bole. So when we sing Radha Krishna Bol Bol, then everyone's, all the prisoners, I guess they got their hands on some wine down over there. They're also singing Bole Bole, bring on the wine, but they're also singing Radha Krishna Bol. And they really like the song. It's become like a real hit in prison. So this is a nice example where people chant Hare Krishna for some other type of purpose, but actually they're going to get eternal benefit by chanting the holy name of the Lord. They think this is a song for the pubs and to increase the merriness while getting drunk, but in reality they're making advancement back home, back to Godhead. That was quite entertaining, I thought. Anyway, here's some very sweet quotes, short stories from Rupa Goswami from Sri Padyavali. Mother Yashoda is sitting beside Krishna's bed and she's telling him bedside stories to put him to sleep. There once was a king named Ram. Yes. His wife was Sita. Yes. On the order of his father, Ram lived in the Panchavati forest. There Ravana kidnapped Sita. As Lord Krishna heard his mother narrate his own activities performed in ancient times, he suddenly called out, Lakshman, where is my bow? Where is my bow? Where is my bow? I pray these alarmed words of Lord Krishna may protect you all. And here's another bedtime incident between Mother Yashoda and Krishna. O my rising dark moon, my child, you are not asleep. No. Sleep has not yet come to me. Listen, my son, I will tell you a bedtime story that will make you fall asleep. What is the story I have never heard? Please tell it. Mother Yashoda then told the story. When she came to the sentence, then Lord Nrisimha appeared from the pillar. Lord Nrisimha was very eager to rip the demon to shreds. A smile suddenly arose on Child Krishna's lips. Here's a beautiful name, Shyamal Chandra, the rising moon of Shyam, my dark rising moon. That's a very beautiful name to meditate on. Everyone can think about that, the dark rising moon, Shyamal Chandra. Hare Krishna.